Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic moment in India's urban transport landscape has been achieved with the full operationalization of the Delhi Meerut Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS, corridor. This represents the first full RRTS line in India, marking a quantum leap in the country's efforts to provide efficient and high-speed mobility to its rapidly growing cities. The RRTS is a conceptually different tier of transport, designed not for dense intracity travel, but for high-speed intercity regional mobility within a metropolitan agglomeration. Unlike the metro rail systems that dominate India's urban transport landscape, the RRTS is intended for longer distances, with station spacings of 5 to 15 kilometers. This makes it an attractive option for commuters who need to travel between cities or towns within the National Capital Region, NCR. The NCR is a vast expanse that extends beyond Delhi's administrative boundaries, encompassing cities like Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Noida, Greater Noida, Meerut, Sonipat, Rohtak, and dozens of secondary cities across Haryana, UP, and Rajasthan. An estimated 5 million plus people commute daily into Delhi from this extended region, placing an enormous strain on the existing road and rail infrastructure. The existing infrastructure, including highways and the Delhi Meerut Expressway, suffered from severe traffic congestion and unreliable, slow train timings on conventional Indian Railways routes. Moreover, the metro rail system was unsuitable for intercity distances, being too slow and too dense in station spacing for corridors of 50 to 80 kilometers. The Delhi Meerut RRTS corridor, which has now been fully operationalized, spans a total length of 82 kilometers, including 14 kilometers of elevated tracks in Delhi. The corridor has 25 stations, with a key interchange at Anand Vihar, where passengers can transfer between the RRTS and the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC. The trains, branded Namo Bharat, are manufactured by Alstom at their Savli plant in Gujarat under the Make in India program. The Namo Bharat trains are designed to run at a maximum speed of 180 km per hour, although the operating speed will be 160 km per hour. The trains are equipped with air-conditioned coaches, luggage racks, and bicycle parking facilities, making them a comfortable option for passengers. Wi-Fi connectivity is also available on board, ensuring that commuters can stay connected while traveling. The Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS, is a joint venture between the central and state governments, with the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC, being the operating organization. The NCRTC was incorporated in 2013 with a mandate to plan, develop, implement, and manage RRTS corridors in the NCR. The funding for the Delhi Meerut RRTS corridor has been a mix of multilateral loans, central government funding, and state government equity. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has been the lead multilateral funder, providing a loan of over 6,000 crores. The total project cost is estimated to be around 30,274 crores, making it one of the most significant infrastructure projects in India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Delhi Meerut RRTS corridor spans a total length of 82 kilometers, with 25 stations and a key interchange at Anand Vihar. The trains, branded Namo Bharat, are manufactured by Alstom at their Savli plant in Gujarat under the Make in India program. The Namo Bharat trains are designed to run at a maximum speed of 180 km per hour, although the operating speed will be 160 km per hour. The trains are equipped with air-conditioned coaches, luggage racks, and bicycle parking facilities, making them a comfortable option for passengers. The Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS, is a joint venture between the central and state governments, with the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC being the operating organization. The NCRTC was incorporated in 2013 with a mandate to plan, develop, implement, and manage RRTS corridors in the NCR. The funding for the Delhi-Meerut RRTS corridor has been a mix of multilateral loans, central government funding, and state government equity. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has been the lead multilateral funder, providing a loan of over 6,000 crores. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The RRTS is a significant development in India's urban transport landscape, and understanding its importance and relevance to the NCR's growth and development is crucial for your UPSC preparation. The RRTS is a joint venture between the central and state governments, highlighting the collaborative approach to infrastructure development in India. The project's funding structure, which includes multilateral loans and central government funding, is also a key aspect to understand in the context of India's economic development and foreign policy. In conclusion, the full operationalization of the Delhi-Meerut RRTS corridor marks a significant milestone in India's efforts to provide efficient and high-speed mobility to its rapidly growing cities. The RRTS is a conceptually different tier of transport, designed for high-speed intercity regional mobility within the NCR, and its development has the potential to transform the region's transport landscape.